It is time for sports. And we're going to, you know, every once in a while in sports, you go from the sublime to the ridiculous. We'll start off with this sports story. Rams players and the NFL are facing a legal threat as tackled protester has filed a police complaint. Bobby Wagner and Thaddeus McKinley were involved in the takedown during a Rams 49ers game. He's an animal rights activist. He ran out into the field with a pink smoke bomb at the stadium in California on Monday night during a game between the Rams and the 49ers. He's filed a complaint now for assault by Rams players who tackled him to end his demonstration. The Santa Clara Police Department told Fox News that the person came in on Tuesday at 1:45 to file a report. A person close to Alex Taylor, the man who was taken down by Rams linebacker Bobby Wagner and defensive end tackle McKinney during its demonstration, also told Fox News Digital that he's considering his options, including legal action against players involved. Now, you know what? This is bunk. He ran out on the field. He had a smoke bomb. He had no signs protesting what he was protesting. He actually caused a danger because you don't know, along with that smoke bomb, if he's got anything else. He actually was trespassing on the field. Now, Direct Action Everywhere took responsibility for the demonstration by both who were at, by Taylor, but Allison was with him. She didn't get on the field. He was able to get away from security, and so the NFL players did it. They were wearing Right2Rescue.com shirts. You can't see those. You can't see what they were protesting when you're in the stands or on TV. Yeah, after you get arrested by being taken down and then you file charges, sure, then you're going to get your publicity. But it was a planned protest, and it was stopped by a couple of players. And I don't think that they should be charged with anything. And I think the people that did the protest have to do what most protesters do, that trespasser. If you really believe in your protest, then if you get arrested for it, that's a badge of honor. You know, you didn't sacrifice. So I believe these two should be prosecuted. I'm all for animal rights. I'm not all for stupid humans doing stupid things. So, I mean, that... I've got to follow this story because the players and the Rams and nobody else should be charged. The ones who ran on the field with a smoke bomb should be charged. All right. We have Thursday night football. Thursday night football tonight. The Colts against the Broncos. Colts come in at 1-2-1. The Broncos come in at 2-2. 2-2. Major League Baseball, final day of the season. Any of the teams that were in the playoffs had shadow lineups. Very few regulars were playing. The Orioles over the Blue Jays 5-4 in game one of a doubleheader, and the Blue Jays won the nightcap 5-1. Oakland defeated the Angels 3-2. The Rangers over the Yankees 4-2. The Pirates over the Cardinals 5-3. The Marlins over the Braves 12-9. The Mets over the Nationals 9-2. Red Sox over the Rays 6-3. Mariners over the Tigers 5-4. The Astros over the Phillies 3-2. Twins over the White Sox 10-1. The Cubs 15. The Reds 2. The Giants 8, the Padres 1, the Diamondbacks defeated the Brewers 4-2, the Guardians of the Galaxy, no, Cleveland, the Guardians. They defeated the Royals 9-2 and the Dodgers over the Rockies 6-1. Now, when we like to play some highlights here, and this guy's considered arguably probably the best all-around player in baseball on a year-to-year basis, and has been since he's been in the league. Mike Trout. Now, he's got 40 or 41 home runs this season. Of course, all those were overshadowed by what Aaron Judge did during the season, getting to 62 home runs for a record in the American League. But Mike Trout is just an amazing athlete to watch as well. And what we're going to do is we are going to, why is this making noise? I have no idea why it's making noise, but we'll see if it's still there.
B.com.
I don't know why it's still there. I have no idea why that's still there. That's down on zero. We'll get rid of that. We'll get rid of that. See if it's still there. I have no idea. I have no idea where that's coming from. None. And I was going to play. Oh, now I see where it's coming from. I found it now. There we go. Now I can do what I wanted to do. Anyway, Mike Trout. Just a magnificent ball player. He hit a 490-foot home run. You heard right, 490th. It was 40th of the season and the 350th of his career, and this is what it sounded like.
Mike Trout crushes one. He's staring that one down. Wow, number 40 for the three-time MVP, Mike Trout. He went from 0-2. 3-2, 452 distance for Trout. Wow. Oh, my. 110.6 exit velocity. Shohei Ohtani's got a smile and go, wow. Mike Trout covered that one. 40th home run of the season for Trouty.
And it went 490 feet. 490 feet. Yikes. And we take a look at the final standings as they stand for the regular season. The Yankees won the American League East by 7 games over Toronto. Cleveland won the American League Central by 11 games over Chicago. Wow, they just turned it on at the end. Houston won the AL West by 16 games over Seattle. Atlanta and the Mets tied up with the exact same record, but Atlanta had the better head-to-head schedule, so Atlanta wins the division. St. Louis won the National League Central Division, and Los Angeles won the Western Division. And once again, the wild card participants in the American League, it will be Toronto, Seattle, and Tampa Bay. And in the National League, it will be the Mets, San Diego, and Philadelphia. And that is a check on sports this morning.